The city health department here says more than half of the people who live in New York City are overweight or obese. Now, those who wonder how many calories are in their sandwich can find out. A regulation that went into effect at the end of last month requires most chain restaurants to post the calorie content of their foods on menus and menu boards. The law applies to restaurants with 15 or more locations nationwide. That includes nearly all fast food restaurants. The New York mayor's office quotes studies that show people eat a third of their calories outside the home, and that people often do not know how many calories are in their food. Health officials here say rampant obesity makes encouraging better eating in the public interest. Deputy Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett.
It's a risk factor for heart disease, which is the leading cause of death here in New York City and across the country.
At Chipotle Mexican Grill, which has more than 20 locations throughout the city, customers order their favorite dishes.
A shredded beef burrito.
And knowing that burrito could have up to 918 calories?
I probably should care, but I don't.
I look at it, I don't necessarily take it into too much consideration.
I don't care about the amount of calories. I care about like the percent of fat and cholesterol and like vitamins percentages and stuff.
Chipotle is one chain that has already complied with the law. Subway is another. But restaurants such as McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts have not. The New York State Restaurant Association is fighting to keep it that way. It represents more than 7,000 restaurants and has sued, lost, and filed an appeal. Restaurateurs argue that the law violates their free speech, that it's expensive to change their menus, and that New York has no proof such regulations work. Chuck Hunt of the New York State Restaurant Association.
13 years ago, the Food and Drug Administration nationally started requiring that packaged products sold in grocery stores and supermarkets contain a lot of nutritional information, including the calorie count. And this was done primarily to fight obesity. Well, I have to ask you, has it worked?
In mid-July, the city will begin fining restaurants that do not comply with the new rules. Other U.S. cities have either proposed or adopted similar statutes. By August, Seattle, which will require not only calories on menus, as in New York, but also fat, sodium, and carbohydrates. Kate Kulik, VOA News, New York.